This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandhar with the news, the headlines first. Ruling alliance stands firm. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda exempted from resignation demand. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Narayan Kaji Shrestha said obstructing parliament is against parliamentary values. And suspected gas leak leaves 16 dead in South Africa. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the ruling coalition has decided that Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda does not have to resign. CPN Maoist Centre leader Hitraj Pandey informed that the top leaders participating in the meeting of the alliance held today at the Prime Minister's residence in Baluwatar discussed and decided that Prime Minister Prachanda should not resign. Leader Pandey said that Prime Minister also decided to put his points in the House at the meeting. Earlier yesterday, the main opposition party CPN-UML blocked the parliament, saying that Prime Minister Prachanda should resign over the issue he spoke about at an event. The ruling coalition expressed its dismay over the opposition's behavior in the House, describing it as non-political and unparliamentary. The ruling partners convened a meeting where they criticized the opposition, particularly the CPN-UML, for impeding the government's efforts to ensure justice for victims of usury practices. This obstruction resulted in the delay of the bill to amend some Nepal acts, including the Civic Code 2080 Bikram Sambat. The meeting took place at the Prime Minister's official residence, Baluwatar, and emphasized that while criticism of the Prime Minister's public statements is permitted, the opposition's chosen method of protest was unacceptable. The opposition, led by the UML, disrupted the House session to protest the Prime Minister's remarks in a public program on July 3, thereby preventing the tabling of the bill to criminalize loan sharking. Additionally, during the meeting, it was decided to propose Uddhav Thapa of the Nepali Congress as the chief minister candidate for the Kosi province. The ruling coalition urged the opposition to clarify their intentions and cease obstructing parliamentary proceedings, accusing them of favoring loan sharks. The meeting also reaffirmed the government's commitment to addressing usury issues promptly and ensuring good governance while combating corruption. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Narayan Kaji Shrestha said obstructing parliament, calling for Prime Minister's resignation, was against the parliamentary values. At a press conference organized by Press Centre Nepal Chitwan today, Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha claimed demanding the resignation of the elected Prime Minister was against parliamentary values. Shrestha expressed his confidence that the political parties obstructing the parliament would help operate the parliament business. Prime Minister is elected from the parliament in a democratic governance system as per the constitution, Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha argued, adding they were ready to accept the constitution stipulated option. On a different note, he said through the ordinance against loan sharks was nullified, the task of dispensing justice to the victims would continue. He went on to say that the police organization would independently work to control crime and scams and take action against criminals and corruption. The National Examination Board is set to publish the secondary school examination SEE results today. The board said its preparation for the publication of the SEE results has come to a final stage. The board sources informed with this the results would be published by this evening. Examination controller of the Examination Control Office Grade 10, Vishnu Narayan Shrestha, said technical works, including computer data entry and rechecking, are being carried out after completing answer sheet checking. The board has decided to publish the results as per the system adopted in 2072 Bikram Sambat. The National Examinations Board Chairperson Dr. Mahashram Sharma informed the board has made arrangement to easily access SEE result to be published today. Students can access the result through the website SMS and IVR. One can dial up 1600 to access the SEE results, the board said. Also, the results are accessible through the NEB and Nepal Telecom websites. One can dial 1600-31003-34949-35001 and 31064 to get results through SMS. The results would be accessible through www.see.gov.np, www.neb.gov.np, www.seentc.net.np. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Dr. Beduram Bhushal has emphasized that priority should be given to the use of organic fertilizers instead of relying on chemical fertilizers to increase agricultural production. In the meeting of the Finance Committee of the House of Representatives held today at Singh Darbar, Minister Bhushal said that farmers were in trouble because they could not supply chemical fertilizers as per the demand. Minister Bhushal, while informing that more than 5 million metric tons of chemical fertilizers will be supplied this year, made it clear that there was a delay in the supply of fertilizers due to lack of advance budget management. Similarly, the Chief Executive Officer of the Board of Investment, Sushil Bhatt, informed the meeting that a study is being conducted on opening a chemical fertilizer factory in Nepal, and it will take about 3 years for this study. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Amal Lal Modi has said Nepal is ready to collaborate with the world community on an administrative model that is in tune with the times. Addressing the Global Ministerial-Level Conference on Rural Development in Bhushan, the Republic of Korea today, he said that the system that is in tandem with the present age is in the need of the hour. The conference is organized by the Korean Rural Development Center. The Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration on the occasion stressed on an administrative model that is in tune with the times as the whole world is in transitional phase. He introduced himself as a minister from the country of Gautam Buddha and Sakarmatha. Minister Modi expressed the government's readiness to hand in hand with the world community for strengthening and consolidation of federalism. Representatives of 46 nations, including the ministers from 33 countries, are participating in the conference. Two people died on the spot when a bus running in Salyan was electrocuted. At 10:30 a.m. this morning, bus going from Dang Tulsipur, Charkhola, Kapurkot, Rural Municipality Ward No. 3, Charkhola, to Rohalpa was electrocuted when it touched a wire buried on the side of a 33-kilovolt transmission line on the side of the road. According to District Police Office Salyan, one person died on the spot. Information Officer and Police Inspector Gopal Shrestha of District Police Office Salyan informed that the identity of the two dead persons could not be ascertained. According to him, there were 18 to 20 people on board. Two people died and one person was injured while other passengers are safe. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Local officials say a suspected nitrate oxide gas leak in South Africa has led to the deaths of 16 people. The victims, including women and children, died from gas inhalation at an informal settlement in Boksburg, east of Johannesburg. Wednesday's leak has been linked to illegal gold mining in the area. Nitrate oxide gas is often used by illegal gold miners, known locally as Jama Jamas, to extract gold from soil stolen from abandoned mine shafts. One of the gas cylinders was found leaking in Boksburg's densely populated Anglo shanty town. The victims were found within a 100-meter radius of the scene, but they fear more bodies could be found overnight as search and rescue teams continue their work. A Russian rocket has hit an apartment building in the western Ukrainian city of Lviv, killing at least 4 people. Ukraine's interior minister has said another 32 people were injured in what the mayor of Lviv said was one of the biggest attacks on the city's civilian infrastructure. President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed a tangible response to the overnight assault by Russian terrorists. Russia's military has not commented on the reported attack. Writing on Telegraph, Ukraine's interior minister said at least 7 people had been rescued from the apartment block, adding there were fears more people could be trapped under the rubble. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecast Division has forecast that the weather will likely remain generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur in some places of the country and chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in Kosi and Sudut Paschim province is possible. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur in some places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Kosi, Lumbini and Sudut Paschim province. Currently, the country is affected by monsoon winds. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 20.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 27 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ruling alliance stands firm. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda exempted from resignation demand. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Naren Kaji Shrestha said obstructing parliament is against parliamentary values. And Suspected gas leak leaves 16 dead in South Africa. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.